is KSJD. Good morning. I'm Tom Yoder. It's the last Friday of the month and time for KSJD's monthly Veterans Affairs program. Today we're going to return to the topic of post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, and how it affects combat veterans and their families after they return home. The sad reality is that PTSD often goes undiagnosed, and even with proper diagnosis, many veterans do not know where to get help. It's important that all of us understand the aftermath of combat for our veterans and how to prepare for them when they return, especially in their home life with those who are closest to them. Joining me, as usual, is Bert Valencia from local VFW Post 5231 and Disabled American Veterans Chapter 44. And joining us by phone this morning are Janet and Tony Seahorn. Tony is a Vietnam veteran who has lived with PTSD, and together with his wife, Janet, they have explored his experiences in a book they co-wrote called Tears of a Warrior, A Family's Story of Combat and Living with PTSD. Good morning, Janet and Tony.
Morning.
Good morning.
Tony, I want to start with you. When did you realize that you had what we now call PTSD?
It was probably 2 years into my recovery process. I was wounded pretty severely in Vietnam, and for almost a year and a half, the focus was on trying to heal from those physical wounds of war. I had a couple of bullet fragments in my right arm and shoulder, shrapnel wounds in the chest, crushed vertebrae in my neck from being blown out of a helicopter. And so we were really focused on trying to get me put back together and as good of physical health as possible. But one night when I was lying in the hospital bed staring up at the ceiling started spinning, and then it went black, and I essentially was having a panic attack. And I didn't know what to do because I'd never experienced that feeling before. So that was probably the first time that I actually had the experience that we would associate with post-traumatic stress. One of the things that I think many of us would agree with is it's not when you're in combat that you have nightmares and dreams about war. Normally when you're in combat, what you're really thinking about is how great it's going to be when you get back home and all the fond things in your life. But after you've returned from combat, it's amazing how that cycle will turn in your mind, and you can start having, as I did, start having dreams and nightmares about all of the horror of war. And I just couldn't get a handle on what was going on with me. I mean, you actually, in my situation, felt like you were losing your mind. So that was probably my first experience about 2 years after returning.
Yeah. And Janet, how has Tony's PTSD changed you and your perception around combat vets who have been returning home with this condition?
I think the biggest thing for me is to help people understand what happens to a person after trauma. And it's really a mind-brain-body change, because before we knew about it, and that was almost the first 25 years of our marriage, we were pretty much negotiating our lives in the dark. We just assumed things were happening because the person didn't have control over themselves, but more in a negative way rather than understanding this was a result of trauma. And so how we cope with it, how we deal with it, how we behave around it and learn new coping skills, actually becomes pretty essential in order to maintain any kind of a healthy life and relationship.
Janet, kind of following up on that a little bit, so for the family, the kids, things like that, I know I've had that same kind of issues. So the family that is living with the veteran, what do they need to look for besides to realize that it's not always them, or it is not them?
I think the biggest clue is for the family is to say you take what we would consider someone who hasn't gone through a trauma, like a vet, we would consider a pretty benign incident and a benign response, normal response to that incident. It's like you open up the refrigerator door and there's a certain smell in it. And that's just, for us, we'll clean the refrigerator or it's coming from something. Well, for a vet, it might be the response is very, it's not a normal response, let's put it that way. And so that would be our first clue that something else is going on, because a normal response would be, this isn't a big deal. But for that vet, that smell may trigger something that they experienced when they were in combat. Now it becomes a big deal. Just noting some of those things, so you can either have conversation, but for me, the biggest thing was let's don't throw more fuel on the fire until he's through that incident.
Right. So here, one of the other things too is I found it in my case is I had to recognize that I had a problem that I needed to get taken care of. So in that process, I had to explain later to my kids is that it wasn't their fault. Because I think if the vet doesn't do that, then the kids grow on into adulthood thinking that, you know, dad was a real, you know, you know what I'm saying. You know exactly what I'm saying.
Fill in the blank.
Well, that's one reason we wrote the book, but it's also after we wrote it, we really wrote it for our sons initially so that they could understand that these behaviors that dad had, it wasn't about them and it wasn't against them. And it was really somewhat of asking forgiveness and understanding so that they could go on and lead better, healthier lives.
Right. If you're just tuning in, this is KSJD's monthly Veterans Affairs program. I'm Tom Yoder, and this morning in the studio with me is Bert Valencia from local VFW Post 5231. We've also got Janet and Tony Seahorn on the phone with us this morning. We're talking about PTSD among returning combat veterans and how it affects them and their families. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. And we are back. You're listening to KSJD. It's our monthly Veterans Affairs program this morning. I'm Tom Yoder. With me in the studio is Bert Valencia from local VFW Post 5231. And we're talking about PTSD and returning combat vets this morning. With us on the phone this morning are Tony and Janet Seahorn. Tony is a Vietnam veteran who's lived with PTSD, and his wife Janet and him have written a book together called Tears of a Warrior, A Family Story of Combat and Living with PTSD. Tony, I'm curious about where you are now with living with this condition, PTSD. How do you deal day to day with that?
I think to put it in proper perspective, and this is, you know, me talking versus Janet or her sons, but, you know, as we have worked through things, I guess I would say, we're a very close, loving family, and 90% of the time we've had together, the family has been positive. I mean, we've camped, we do a lot of outdoor things. Our sons are both very well grounded. So those are all the positive things that I guess I would bring to the table. But that 10% of when I would be real anxious or would not be in a good mood, or the symptoms of post-traumatic stress were really working on me. At work, very few people had any sense anything was wrong, because I would immerse myself into the work environment with the issues of work. But when I came home, that's when I would unwind, and oftentimes that unwinding was being maybe judgmental with the family or being very curt, short-tempered at times, just a lot of different things. And as we have discussed this as a family, sometimes the boys will say, well, Dad, most of what we remember were the good things, and I think that's their way of blocking out the bad things. And then they'll also come back to their mother and say, well, yeah, there were some times in there that it was really, really difficult. So I understand all of that, and the difficult thing is, you know, as a combat veteran and suffering not only from recovering from the physical wounds of war, but the emotional wounds, I've had to really work through the process, and I've learned techniques that allow me to do that, because if you just try to resist how you feel or ignore it, you're never going to solve the problem. And it wasn't until I started getting some help and we started understanding what was going on that things actually began to get better through therapy, through medication as appropriate, through meditation, things of that nature. And then probably more importantly is talking about it with my family, my friends, and just continuing to move forward has just made a big difference in our relationship and made a big difference in my life.
You know, in the first chapter, there's a caption that says coping with many personalities. And when I read that, what I seen was coping with my personalities. And one of the things that right at the top, the first sentence says, post-traumatic stress is living with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And I know what you're saying about when you were talking about coming home, I kind of did that with Thomas, kind of like an explosion, is I would do the same thing. I would, all day long, it was like being on pins and needles and stuff and trying to hide it. And then I'd get home and I would like explode at the littlest things. And so I think part of that was, in my portion was recognizing that I had a problem and getting the help. And while I was doing that, being on active duty, there wasn't the help, nor was anybody interested in helping with that issue. It wasn't until after I retired within 2 years is when things started. I began to recognize that I was really having some issues. It was a constant. Then I didn't have the tools at that time to recognize all the signs and symptoms and the triggers and, you know, the smells. There was a couple of fast food places I can't go by. They just, it's terrible. It's the smells just set me off. So those kind of issues, I think the denial portion that the veteran needs to come forward and say, I got the problems to deal with that. So do you guys in your lecturing, do you actually focus on that a lot?
Yes, we do, and Jan will speak to that as well. But yeah, we absolutely do. We talk about triggers. We talk about what you need to confront, what you possibly need to avoid, things of that nature. But one of the greatest revelations for me was acknowledging outwardly with my family and friends that there was a problem, and then actually getting help. Jan and I have been through counseling together. She's gone through a lot of my VA sessions, and then of course, as we have, you know, written the book, and we get a lot of requests to speak around the country. We speak together, and I think that really helps the veterans and their families and our audiences in general. Is because we're just like we did in the book. We talk from our perspective, and at times when Jan and I as co-presenters are speaking, we don't just always agree on everything we're saying, but we do compliment one another in trying to explain what we've been through, how we've moved forward, and how it feels to be more united now than we've probably ever been.
Janet, I'm curious, too, about the advice that you give to spouses or family members when they're living with a veteran who is suffering with PTSD. What do you tell them?
Well, there's two quotes I use all the time. One is from Maya Angelou, and it was, when we know better, we do better. The other one is, we do the serenity prayer all the time. God grant me the wisdom to accept the things I cannot change, to change the things I can, and then to know the difference. The key with PTSD and living with it as a family member or a parent or whatever, post-traumatic stress, and it really isn't a disorder, it's a reordering of the brain. So
thank you for saying that. Thank you. I hate when people call it a disorder, because to me it's like I have this big Band-Aid on my forehead when they say that. It just, you know.
Right, and it's not a disorder. From a neurologist standpoint, neuroscientist standpoint, it really is a reordering. But one of the things we talk about even in our lectures is that it doesn't give you the excuse to use bad behavior. And if you're going to get better, we all have to learn better coping skills, and we have to practice them just like that. It takes you 10,000 hours to become an expert at something. Well, that means you have to practice and be aware and self-evaluate and be ready for others to evaluate you, and the family evaluate themselves, so that you really begin to use better skills and better coping skills at both as a family. It's not just about Tony. It's also about everyone in our family to make some changes. But it's, you can't allow the bad behavior to continue. And I think that's one of our key messages. You absolutely cannot allow the bad behavior to because it's detrimental for everyone. It doesn't solve the problem.
Well, Jana and Tony, thank you both so much for joining us this morning. I wish we had more time to talk with you. That's all the time we have for today. Really appreciate you coming on the air with Bert and I and talking about this issue. It's very, very important.
We have appreciated being with you, and we certainly hope that we've been able to shed a little bit of light on our experience. We continue to look forward to working with veterans who are struggling, and we certainly want all veterans and family members to know that there's definitely hope and healing, and that's what we're all working towards.
All right. Well, thank you again. You've been listening to KSJD's monthly Veterans Affairs program. I'm Tom Yoder, along with Bert Valencia. Thanks for listening.